This is the Wednesday night Liberty Net. And then this is, let's see, 25th November 2020. And this is Wednesday night, ladies and gentlemen, and this is the Liberty Net. And I'm going to call CQ requesting all Liberty Netters. This is KG402, your net control station for this evening of the Wednesday night Liberty Net. Calling CQ, calling CQ. Thanksgiving Eve, I wasn't expecting a whole lot of people to be here tonight, but we will attempt to call in that anyway. This is the Wednesday night Liberty Net, ladies and gentlemen, and I am KG4DXC out of Great State of Pennsylvania, and we're taking check-in. Anyone I can copy? Good morning. Good evening. Okay, I thought I heard a station in there, but I'm not sure if I could pull you. Try it again, sir. Okay, I do apologize for that, sir. I'm not going to be able to pull you out. Either I'm off. I'm not off frequency, but it just sounded like a little bit of noise.
We got a high level of noise here tonight, so I'm not sure how the band's going to cooperate. So,
if you want to try it again, I'll keep my ears open. Maybe the band will get better or worse, depending on how it's going to react, because I have no idea how it's performing tonight. This is KG4ZXC in the Wednesday night Liberty Net. Going to CQ.
K4HXY.
Okay, good afternoon. K4HXY, good evening. How you doing?
Okay, I'm in Deland, Florida. Just checking in here. We'll be on the listening mode. My son-in-law here, Lou, is with me. My name is Jim, and we are dedicated fans of the Carry-On and
Net.
This is K4.
Okay, Roger, Roger. Got you out of the great state of Florida. And Mr. Jim, so hey, thanks for joining us here on this beautiful evening. Hopefully things will get a little better throughout the night. But you're sounding good here. I had to readjust my antenna here just a little bit. All right, thank you, sir. And you're in listening mode, so good deal. All right, thank you. This is wow. I'm used to you doing my other net. It's kind of tough sometimes. This is the Wednesday night Liberty Net, ladies and gentlemen. I'm KG4ZXC, and calling CQ, calling CQ. Liberty Net here on Wednesday night. It is the 25th of November, ladies and gentlemen. I am KG4ZXC out of the great state of Pennsylvania, and we're looking for check-ins. Anyone else that would like to join us on this beautiful Wednesday night, Thanksgiving, one of our great holidays that we need to cherish. Never know when we're going to have the last. This is the Wednesday night Liberty Net, and I'm KG4ZXC. Anyone else out there, good evening.
KG4ZXC, KE0YGZ.
KG3RXL, I believe, checked in there. Jesse from N4, okay.
Okay, Roger, Larry. Stand by 1 second. I was trying to catch the. I'm typing this into your logger tonight, and it's becoming more of a pain than it is anything. Kilo Golf Zero, Yankee Golf Zulu. Did I get your full call correct?
Almost. This is Kilo Echo Zero, Yankee Golf Zulu, Eastern Missouri.
Kilo Echo Zero, Yankee Golf Zulu. Roger, roger.
Okay, and you are 5x9 in Eastern Missouri. Name here is Charlie, and wishing you all the best Thanksgiving. And I'm new to the net, so it's the first time I've heard you. Go ahead.
Okay, roger, roger. Well, thank you there, Mr. Charlie. Got you in there. And, this is the Liberty Net. We come in here Wednesdays and Saturday nights at 2200 hours here on Eastern Standard Time or Eastern Deception Time, whichever you prefer to call it. But anyway, thanks, Mr. Charlie. And I got you about a 5-7 right now, so not too bad. But thanks for coming by. And if you want to add a comment, we'll come back around to you and see if you got anything you want to add to the net on the go-around thing. Thanks, Mr. Charlie, out of the great state of Missouri, KE0YGZ. Oh, by the way, I'm KG4ZX Annecy, just the I'm out of the state of Pennsylvania here, and thanks for joining us.
Okay, good to be here. KE0YGZ.
All right, thank you, sir. Who was the other station you was calling in, Larry?
I heard him just say it just now again there. Try it once more, sir, and I'll try to pull you up. KG0, I believe, station. Go in. This is a relay for the Liberty Net. Try it one more time there, that weak station in there trying to check in. Sorry, don't hear him anymore. I didn't write it down. I had to run in the other room. Seemed like it was a KG0, but I could be wrong, station.
Okay, I'll take another jab at it next. Station trying to check in to the Wednesday night Liberty Net. Try it one more time, sir. Okay, I'm not hearing them neither there, Mr. Larry. But anyway, I got you down there, sir, and thanks for being there. You sounded good tonight, Larry.
Thank you, Jesse. You're sounding good, too. I just got in here, so it'll take me a couple of minutes to get ready, but that sounds good. The band seems to be pretty good shape tonight.
Yeah, not too bad. It don't seem like it. I haven't heard Bob or anybody up north, though. That's what scares me.
They're just not in there. You're 25 over on me.
Hey, roger, roger. Yeah, it might be a dang long, well, I don't know, it might be a short propagation night. Who knows for sure. Hey, this is KG4CXC. Do we have any, we got N4ROQ, Mr. Larry, out of the great state of Tennessee, checking in. Thank you, Mr. Larry. Who else we got out there that'd like to check in on the Wednesday night Liberty Net? Go now.
Kilo Echo 3, Officer Golf.
Okay, let me see if I got that right. Kilo Echo 3, Oscar Echo Golf. Come on in, sir. Name and location.
Roger, roger. Let me give you the call sign again. It's Kilo Echo 3, Oscar Golf, KE3OG. Name is Larry, and I'm located in Ford City, like the car, Ford City, Pennsylvania. And your name and call sign, sir?
Wow, I'm new at this. this typing skill. My call is Kilo Golf 4 Zulu X-ray, Charlie. My name is Jesse. I'm out of the great state of Pennsylvania here, sir. Give me a call one more time. Kilo Echo 3 Oscar Golf.
Yeah, that's correct. Kilo Echo 3 Oscar Golf. KE3OG.
KE3OG. And where are you located then? What's your name, sir?
Yeah, we're located in a little community called Ford City, like the car, Ford City, Pennsylvania. We're 48 miles northeast of Pittsburgh, Roger.
Hey, Roger, Roger. Yeah, I know exactly where Ford City is. I go through there quite often when I head down toward Pittsburgh myself. So, yeah. What's the name there?
Yeah, the name here is Larry, and email for Romeo, Romeo Yankee. You got a nice signal coming in here this evening.
Okay, Mr. Larry, well, thank you, sir, and that's two Larrys back-to-back, so just be on your toes. When I call one Larry, I'll be talking to another most of the time, so I'll try to keep the call in check. All right, thanks for checking in, Mr. Larry, out of Pennsylvania, KE3, Oscar Golf. Got you in there, and you going to stick around for a comment?
Yeah, I'll stick around for a little bit.
All right, sounds good. Thank you, sir. This is KG4CXC, Jesse, and this is Wednesday night living in. Anyone else out there, go on in. Okay, well, I'll tell you, it's already 10 after, so we'll call one more time to see if we have any late check-ins. So, I'm expecting to hear my buddy Bob up there tonight, but not yet. But we'll keep our ears open. This is Wednesday night living net, ladies and gentlemen. I'm KG4ZXG, your net control for this hour, however long it lasts. And I'll take check-ins. Anyone else out there would like to join us, your call sign, please. Okay, I guess we'll go ahead and start the Liberty Net, and I'd like to go ahead and make a comment about the activities that's been going on. And we're all kind of used to being disappointed in so many different ways, but I tell you what, this election has taken the cake for almost everybody out here. It's taken its mental toll on a lot of people, and a lot of people is, down, and we got to remember that there's some hope out here for us, and it's coming in small forms, but it is happening. But just one thing I wanted to start the net off with tonight would be our Pennsylvania great senator and his overreach, Mr. Tom Wolf. You know, he's a real work of art. Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf and the other state officials failed a Pittsburgh judge to issue what they describe as an unprecedented order to halting the additional steps of the certification of Joe Biden's election in the state of Pennsylvania. Tom Wolf has already done as much damage as possible to the state, and he just keeps escalating more activities upon us. I don't know how much the state can take, but at least they got the hearing across today in the state Supreme Court, where they presented the evidence on all this voter fraud. And I pray to God that we see it for what it is, and everybody wakes up and does something about it. But, it's going to take the will of the people to continue this fight, because it is our last stand. With that, this is the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. I'm KG4ZXNC, and let's take it down to our first check-in tonight, which is going to be Kilo 4 Hotel X-Ray Yankee, Mr. Jim out of Florida. Just want to see if you're still there. I know you're in listening mode, but just want to see if you're still with us there, Jim.
9, this is K4HXY.
Okay, well, you know, me and Bob both like to make sure everybody ain't sleeping, so good to hear you in there. Thank you there, Mr. Jim, and I'd like to say a great signal out of Florida, so K4HXY. Good to have you aboard. Kilo Echo Zero, Yankee Golf Zulu. Charlie, out of the great state of Missouri. What you got to add to the limiting it here on this great Wednesday night?
KG4ZXC and the net. KE0YZZ. Well, I'm just listening for the first time, feeling fortunate that in Missouri, you know, we kept our governor. I think I like the guy pretty good, so we'll see if he stays with the Constitution or not. But I guess, too, just, you know, stay healthy, everybody, and be careful. Do all the, you know, all the good hygiene stuff, and I think would be okay. So that's all I've got, and happy Thanksgiving to all, and I'll just go into listening mode here. This is KE0YGZ listening.
All right, well, very good there, Mr. Charlie, and good to have you aboard. And, yeah, it's been a kind of a quiet week for the most part, just a lot of activity going on behind the scenes, I guess. And, yeah, at least you do have a good governor compared to ours. Holy mackerel, I don't know. This guy has lost his mind. I could probably say so much more. Let's move it down to Mr. Larry, N4ROQ. I know you're probably not prepared there, Mr. Larry, but out of the great Tennessee, Mr. Larry, give us a key down and tell us what's on your mind.
Okay, Jesse. You got your good signal coming out there tonight. I'll go ahead and read a couple articles first, but in a few minutes, then when I come back around again, I'm going to probably give my impression of what Giuliani had a news conference with two lady lawyers this week. And there's a lot about election fraud. They stole the election by using different software from out of a country there, Venezuela. And it tells all kinds of different things. Hundreds of affidavits of people that found things that had noticed how the machines and the software were counting more votes for Biden and less for Trump that were coming in. So it was no doubt about it. It was a steal. They stole the election by that and by extra ballots that they brought in the night of the election when they shut the machines down. Trump was ahead in all the states that were left, the swing states. And the next morning, he was behind in all of them. So they screwed with the voting machines. There were certain machines coming out of Venezuela that they used. And I'll go into it, but I want to do that the next round. I'll go ahead and go into something else here on the federal prisons. And matter of fact, I think I'll jump down to the fingerprinting apps. This is regarding, this is from the Associated Press, USA Today, from Boston. It says a mobile fingerprinting app U.S. immigration agents used to run remote ID checks in the field has become a core tool in President Donald Trump's deportation crackdown. A pair of immigration rights groups say in a news report based on Freedom of Information Act lawsuit, the 2,500 pages of documents obtained through the 2017 lawsuit show that the app known as EDDIE, E-D-D-I-E, has helped immigration and customs enforcement agents ramp up deportations of migrants not intentionally targeted for removal, the report states. Such people are often detained as collaterals, picked up in operations aimed at others. The activists say in Monday's report, they say that the field use of the app exacerbates racial profiling in immigrant communities. That way somebody else's fault. It's not the immigrants. It's not the illegal aliens' fault anymore. They always have to blame it on the police when they get caught. For instance, an internal agency newsletter released WSDI documents described immigration agents using the app during traffic stops in collaboration with local police in Escondido, California in 2017. That report credited the operation with 333 illegal alien arrests in a 12-month period, although it provided scant additional context. Used routinely by U.S. Immigration and Border Agents, mobile fingerprinting figures in a biometric data collection scheme, the Trump administration is seeking to broadly expand its final weeks. A regulation proposed by the Department of Homeland Security on September the 11th would formalize the collection of face, iris, and palm prints of non-citizens as well as their DNA. In addition to the fingerprint data now collected, Eddie is a way to bypass oversight and accountability, says Paramita Shaw of the nonprofit Just Future Law, which produced a report with the immigrant rights group Magenta. You notice all these immigrant rights groups jumping up all over the place, and they don't want the police to be able to use their different apps or anything else to deport anyone. So I'm moving on from this. As ICE spokesman Mike Alvarez rejected those allegations, he said field use of the mobile app, which is paired with Bluetooth-enabled fingerprint readers, does not replace detention booking at a local office. There's no way to know whether its use increases collateral arrest, he said, because the agency doesn't collect such data. The app allows agents to check fingerprints they collect remotely against those registered in DHS and FBI databases. Courts have questioned federal databases' reliability when used alone for detention decisions. Under extraordinary pandemic-related powers beginning in March, Border Patrol agents have used mobile fingerprinting devices to assist in immediate expulsions to Mexico without allowing migrants to request asylum. Now that is what we have to do. Of course, if Biden does take office through this fiasco voting that we went through in the swing state, then I heard his new Homeland Security guy say the other day that Biden, if they get in, says welcome. He said welcome, and that means welcome to all these immigrants coming in. So you can expect flows like you would never believe coming into this country in the next 4 years if Biden does make it in. Let's see. I'll read that last sentence. Border Patrol agents have used mobile fingerprinting devices to assist in immediate expulsions to Mexico without allowing migrants to request asylum. Now, see, if they request asylum and we don't have a place to put them, Trump administration puts them back into Mexico at this point. But if the new administration comes in, or the Democrats, they're going to release them into the United States, and you'll never see them again unless they commit a crime or unless they get caught, you know, through pickup of some kind. The FOIA lawsuit was brought by the National Immigration Project to the National Lawyers Gallery in Magenta, who said the collection and sharing of biometric data by DHS leaves non-citizens vulnerable to both civil rights and data privacy abuses. They're talking about these people that are illegal aliens. They're giving them civil rights, and they're illegal. They're not even supposed to be here. So these groups are plumb crazy. This nation has allowed all these illegal different groups to crop up and giving them all kinds of rights, even though they're here illegally. The Eddie app accesses a person's immigration history, any outstanding arrest warrants, and previous encounters with the law, U.S. law, or immigration officers. It collects location, data, and timestamps, and has been used in all U.S. immigration field offices, the documents show. So this is a great app that's really helping control these illegal aliens that are coming in from all parts of the border. So it's a great app, and it's it was brought in evidently by Trump. And, you know, we just don't know how much this gentleman, our president, has helped us stop these illegal invasion coming in from below the border. So I'll stop it right there, Jesse, and get it back up there to you. And sounding good tonight. And I hope the band hangs in there. So far, so good. KG4ZXC from N4ROQ on the Liberty Net. Back to you.
Okay, very good, Larry. And yeah, it's yeah, these lobbyists and all these illegal people, they're not lawyers because they don't know the Constitution, and they sit there and break every law, and then they expect to hide behind the Constitution once they break it. And enough is enough. You know, we need to get through this and lock these voters down and stop this internal terrorism is what it is. I mean, that's all this boils down to. Hey, this is KG4ZXC. Thanks, Mr. Larry, for you. Have a great state of Tennessee. KE3, Oscar Golf. Come on in, Mr. Larry, the other Larry. Good. Come on in. Have a great state of Pennsylvania. Come on in, sir.
Okay, Jesse, KG4ZXC, KG3OG, thank you very much. Well, I totally agree with you guys. The election was stolen. It's a shame, a country like this. And, well, hey, what the hell? That's why Biden was hiding in his basement the whole time. He knew that he didn't have to get out and campaign, that it was going to be stolen the other ways with the machines and illegal machines and all the dead people that voted. I really hope, I don't think it's going to happen, Jesse. I really like to see that the Supreme Court of the United States get a hold of this, all this bullshit, and say that's it. The election was a fraud, illegal, and throw it out and have another one where you got to walk in and vote personally and have an ID with you. I guarantee if that happened, Trump would win. Very, very overwhelming. As far as Tom Wolf, well, he's a dunce. You know, it's the worst governor we ever had. And some of the things that he's pulled here. I'm retired law enforcement. And so you know where I'm coming from with defunding the police and stuff like this. And some of the quirky rules that Wolf comes out with is just unbelievable. Telling the restaurant owners that, okay, Wednesday night everybody shuts down at 5 o'clock. You can't serve a drink, you know, the food. You know, people are starving. The business is growing out. I live in a little community here of Ford City, and we've had several of our businesses go out already, kind of the stupid stuff that Tom Wolf do. And it's just the whole administration. It's just not him. The Attorney General of Pennsylvania, he's in the same bag, same way. They need to get rid of him and all those guys. But the sad thing about it, our Republican representatives in this state, they need to get off their butt and get in there and do a little bit of fight and try to change some things around, Jesse. So I could go on and on. I get a little hot about this stuff, so I'm in the same basket you guys. And if Biden gets in, it's going to be a sad, sad place for the United States. He's opening the doors. All the illegals are coming in. They're going to give him Social Security. They're going to give him whatever they want. And the poor people that live out in them states that rely on some of them jobs, low-paying jobs, they won't have them anymore. And the reason they're doing it, they know they'll let all these illegals in.
And all of a sudden, they're going to get their vote then. So if Trump don't get back in this time, Jesse, it's going to be a sad state of affairs. So I hope Giuliani and his attorneys are successful and take this the whole way up. And let's get this election overturned. KE3OG, back to you, Jesse.
Okay, yeah, roger, KE3OG. And very good, and God bless you, sir, and thank you for the service you have provided for all of us Pennsylvanians, because I tell you, you probably don't hear enough, and I understand that completely. But you're right, Tom Wolf is the worst governor we've ever had, and I don't know how in the heck he managed to appoint, what was that woman, Levine, this transvestite, whatever she is, it is, I don't know, but I tell you what, it is crazy. When I seen that on my TV screen one night, I knew Pennsylvania was already in trouble. All right, this is KG4ZXC, Jesse here in the great state of Pennsylvania, and this is the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. I'm taking late check-in, so anyone else out there would like to check in, come on in. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Kilo Golf 4 Zulu X-ray Charlie out of the state of Pennsylvania. My name is Jesse. I'm your net control for this net, and whenever we decide to shut down anyway. And this is Wednesday Night Liberty Net, and I'll take anyone else that would like to join us. Okay, very small crowd tonight, but hey, I'm still good with it. I've been here when there was nobody but me and Larry on the frequency many nights before, so I'm not intimidated one bit. Hey, well, I got this one article. I'm going to go ahead and read off Gateway Pundit, something I stumbled across earlier today, and I thought it was quite interesting because this is part of the Giuliani case in Pennsylvania. Rudy Giuliani points out major problems in the mail-in ballot system in Pennsylvania. Only 1.8 million ballots were sent out, okay? 1.8 million. That's a lot of ballots being sent out, even for our state. And they got 2.5 million that was counted. I don't see how that works. The numbers just don't jive. And this whole charade has been something that's been irking at me for a long time, and I understand a lot of people is frustrated. But anyway, the Pennsylvania State Legislators on Wednesday held the hearing on the 2020 election, issued the irregularities. President Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, was on fire and brought in several very credible witnesses. On one very credible witness described how they personally observed dozens of USB cards being uploaded to the voting machines while the result in the 50,000 votes for Joe Biden in just a short period of time. Another witness described a huge spike. 6,000 votes went for Joe Biden versus 3,200 votes for Donald J. Trump. Wow. And the courts, of course, they were flabbergasted from it. There was a lot of disruptions. I caught just a little bit on C-SPAN, and it was quite interesting. And if you want to get your blood pressure boiling, watch C-SPAN and watch some of these people and their actions and what they put up with. But that's the way it goes. Anyway, this is KG4ZXC, and we'll go to the top of the list. I know Mr. Jim is in standby mode, well, listening mode down there in Florida. That would be K4HXY. So let's take it up to Mr. Charlie. Kilo Echo Zero, Yankee Golf Zulu. Come on in out of the great state of Missouri, Mr. Charlie. Mr. Charlie, you still with us? Kilo Echo Zero, Yankee Golf Zulu, you still with us, Charlie? Okay, it doesn't look like it. So, Mr. Larry, N4RO in the queue. Come on in, because it looks like it's very, it's going to be a very short list tonight. Right? Okay, station is recognized. This is KG4ZXC. Go ahead, sir.
This is KA3RGM, located in Chattanooga, Pennsylvania. I just wanted to check in late there.
Okay, KA3RJM.
Kilo Alpha 3, Romeo Golf Mike.
Okay, Romeo Golf Mike. Okay, what's your name again?
Joe, Julian Osterecho.
Okay, Joe, out of the great state of Pennsylvania. Boy, I'm picking you guys up really good tonight here at my QTH. Anyway, good evening, sir. Mr. Joe, and I'm assuming you've been listening to us. What part of Pennsylvania are you in?
I live in the south central part of PA, a small town called Shade, like a shade tree, Gap, like a Shade Gap, Pennsylvania.
Ah, Shade Gap. Yes, I do remember now. Yes, I asked you that last time around. Yeah, I'm putting everything in my personal logger here tonight, so I was trying to make sure I got everybody listed properly. So we got you in there from Shade Gap. Anyway, come on in, and since you're the newcomer on the list, you got anything you would like to add to the Wednesday night LoopNet? Come on in and speak your mind, sir.
Yes, I was listening earlier about a judge in the state of Pennsylvania put a halt on the investigation, I believe. And I got it right. And I'm thinking, if they're putting a hold on the investigation, then there's going to be a hold on the inauguration for that. But this is not 100% done. And there is a lot of stuff coming out. And if the fact that this is for the Dominion software, is it Germany? Come on.
Well, you know, sir, that's been my biggest legitimate gripe. Why would any of our process have to leave the states? Everything is on a state level. Why is anything connected to the internet?
That's right. You're talking worldwide fraudulent activity. Having it, it's got to be secure, and nothing is secure on the web whatsoever. But once it's out there, it's out there, and they can keep track of it. And they're finding the hard drive, if I'm not mistaken, from Germany. Well, I think it's been a wide scale, but I believe it's true that the hard drive shows that the activity of our election was remote out of Germany.
Yeah, precisely. And see, that's another legitimate validation of why our election has been manipulated and fraudulently took away from the American people. And this is why I'm standing every Wednesday night. I get in here and I try to voice my opinion and let people be aware of what's happening, because this is a downright... it's treasonous against our country and the American people. So, hey, thank you, Mr. Joe. And you got anything else you'd like to add before I move up to Mr. Larry?
Okay. I was talking on GMRS here locally in Central PA, and I announced the Liberty Net to get more people out there and more input, because there's 71 million of us. And if this goes in the way of inaugurating a Democratic nominee, things are going to go off. They're going to go off the rocker. And I know that if not, it's either way, they're going to go off the rocker or we're going to go off the rocker. It's not a good thing.
Well, you're absolutely correct, sir. And you know what? I emphasize this on a daily basis. Call your congressman. Let them hear your voice. Yeah, we know the news media is not on our side. We know that. We've seen it. And even the only network that we used to think was legitimate, like Fox News, it's not anymore. So that's the way it goes. But we all know what kind of media we have now. Hey, thanks, Mr. Joe, and I'm going to get back to you. If you want to stick around for another round, we'll come back to you, sir. And thanks for being here and supporting the net.
Absolutely. I'm glad to get on here. I have a friend in Fort Wayne that she might be listening as well. So, okay. Over to you and up the way.
Okay, well, thank you, and the great signal down here at my location, so good deal. All right, clear with Mr. Joe, K Kilo Alpha 3, Romeo Golf Mike. This is KG4ZXC in the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. Mr. Larry, N4RO in the queue, take it away. You have the podium, sir.
All right, thank you, Jesse. I took these notes from the news conference that Giuliani had the other day with Rudy Giuliani, Trump's lawyer, President Trump's lawyer, and Sidney Powell and Gina Ellis were the three main people that spoke at this news conference. It was really, really good report on what they found so far in 2 weeks or so that they've been looking at this. But they definitely found great voter fraud in the big cities and that were run by the Democrats. They're controlled by the Democrats, the election boards, the judges, especially in Pennsylvania. I'll just sort of go right down as I took the notes, and then I'll just kind of explain it as I go or from what other things that I know. So these mail-in ballots are very prone to fraud. Jimmy Carter, he mentioned that Jimmy Carter and another gentleman mentioned that years ago, Secretary Baker, years ago mentioned that that these mail-in ballots were very prone to fraud. And even Joe Biden himself mentioned the other day that he has the best voter fraud team ever. And, I mean, he even came out and spoke about that. He has the best voter fraud team. So now he knows what is going on and what it's a Democrat ploy. It had to take a lot of money and a lot of effort to get everything fixed up with all these different swing states, Michigan, Pennsylvania, on down to Virginia. I mean, they found and even New Mexico, Michigan, Wisconsin, Georgia, just all the places that he had in those states. There's tremendous voter fraud. And it goes on and it says they're counting these ballots and throwing away the outside envelope. And a lot of times they were trained not to look at or backdate it. If they were wrong date on the envelopes, they would just backdate them. And they threw away the outside part of the ballot and the envelopes, and there's no way to detect any fraud after they throw away those outside, what's on the outside covering. So that is a way they knew they'd get away with the ballot. Oh, let's see, there's not any signatures on a lot of the ballots. And, of course, a lot of the ballots came in after they shut down. Trump was ahead at the night when they all shut down. And then the next day, he was behind in all the states he was ahead. And he was way ahead in a lot of those states. So anyway, I'll keep on moving. Let's see. People walk in, 15,000 of them in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And they said, they told them that they would already had voted when they came up to the people to tell them they'd like to vote. They said, you've already voted. Well, they said, no, we haven't voted at all. So it shows that these people have voted, a lot of people, and voted for them when they hadn't even been there to vote. So that was at least 15,000 in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania that Rudy Giuliani came up with. And let's see, not allowed to inspect ballots. He said that they're in, all in the ballots were in the back of the room, and there wasn't any of the observers were not allowed to inspect the ballots. And he said he started getting a lot of people calling him that swore on the penalty of perjury of the different things that were happening. And even some of those were Democrats that wouldn't go along with this deal at these elections. They said that Trump was ahead. I'm thinking he's talking about Pennsylvania, about 700 to 800,000 votes at one time. Michigan said there was an honest Democrat that said that they were cheating, and he's filled out an affidavit and signed that. And then he has hundreds of them that came in. He says his own lawyers, Giuliani said his own lawyers, a few of them were threatened and threatened their life, death to them and their family. So at least one or two has quit. That they didn't want to accept the risk of being killed. But these people were trained to cheat, he says, in these election centers. And they were told to change the date on these absentee ballots and other things. And he coached these people, about how to do these ballots. Let's see, don't ask for identification. When these people come in, they did, so we're not even asked for identification. Don't look for any deficiencies in the ballot, is what they were told. And predate absentee ballots. Then I've got Pennsylvania, Michigan, 220 affidavits in Michigan he has for wrongdoing. 4:30 in the morning, these ballots, by the thousands, came in garbage cans, bags, etc., to their polling place, and they were unloaded and brought in, and they were for Biden. All ballots were only for Biden. Employees of the Dominion were there. Now, we were talking about that a few minutes ago. Someone said, this is going to Germany, I think also Spain, to be counted. The employees of the voting software, voting machines, Dominion was there. They were there and working with the machines to have fraud on the machines there to go toward Biden instead of for Trump. There was 100,000. He says 100,000 at least at one point there. Many were triple counted. Now they can run through. He showed in the video how you could run a ballot through just as many times as you wanted to just by pulling it in and out of the machine, and you can count them as many times as you want to in that machine, the ballot. He said this happened in Pennsylvania and Michigan. Also in Wisconsin, he says Republicans were shut out from the absentee ballot process. Personal, they said you have to really personally apply for absentee ballots. We do that here in Tennessee. We personally apply for a person in my family for a ballot, and they send it to me, and then we fill it out and she fills it out and sends it in. Let's see, numerous backdated ballots, overvoted. It says overvoted. Now, this is something that there is no way that they can explain this. There's, say, 100% of the people is all that could vote in one area, Well, they're finding 150%, 200% in some counties, and even 300% of the people voted in some counties. That's way beyond the amount of people even that signed up to vote in that county. So three times the amount of people voted in some of the counties that were even living there. Okay, let's see. And moving on down to the next thing here. Someone mentioned that the reason that Biden didn't stay in his basement the whole time and didn't go out to campaign, he knew this was in place. So that's what Giuliani said. He said that he did. The reason that Biden didn't campaign any, he knew that the fix was in place and that he didn't have to campaign. Let's see, Georgia. Let's see, Atlanta, the observers were not allowed to watch. It says Arizona lawsuit collected evidence, New Mexico, a lot of voter fraud, and Virginia elected, it says we elected Donald Trump, not Joe Biden in this election. This was a Venezuelan voting machine, and the ballots were calculated in Spain and Germany, it says here, and some of that's been mentioned about Germany. Trump's lawyers are Cindy Powell, Rudy Giuliani, and the other lady that I mentioned here, Gina Ellis. They're doing a tremendous job finding all this information, but they have a lot of people calling them and turning evidence in for them. The fake news media will not come out with this and put it on the regular news. You have to look on the internet. You have to look on the internet before you can find anything, people. It's Dominion voting system, and it's got a Smartmatic system there that's in this voting system. And Hugo Chavez, this system is foreign owned by two people that they didn't mention, but Hugo Chavez has been using it in Venezuela, and he's very good friends with these people out of Venezuela that have this system that own it, and they've even sold it to other Latin American countries, and they're using it also. So this has been used all down the line there. It is created for Hugo Chavez to win his elections there in Venezuela. Let's see, this software is very easily to be hacked. Some people can even hack it with a telephone. It's got a lot of even soft drives. You can flip votes with it. Certain percentage of the votes go to Biden from Trump. They could fix it up that way. Also, there's a lot of eyewitness testimony on the ballots coming in also. Clinton Foundation has ties to this Dominion voting system. So here's the Clintons back involved in it. And they've named, once the some of these machines got named as being something wrong with them, like they would just change the name of the machine or change the name of the company so that they could still sell it to different people. So these people are really, really shrewd. But it is a Smartmatic. It was part of the machine that they put out a lot. It might be the software, but he mentioned Smartmatic a lot. And Hugo Chavez is affiliated with, if not one of the owners of the company. Mandura, it helped Mandura get elected also to the same voting system. Let's see. They bragged at Smartmatic. They even bragged over there. I don't remember exactly who he said was bragging about it, but even it was the employees, I'm sure, of this Smartmatic system by Dominion. They said that they bragged that it was rigged for Biden, and they said to F you, Trump. So this, they've already been talking about it even before it happened, that they had it rigged. They got algorithms that they can set up to give more votes to Trump. They got all kinds of different ways they could rig those election machines to give like 1.25% for every vote, or 1.75% for every vote, or change Trump's votes to Biden's. Any way they wanted to set it up, they could set it up. Okay, let's see, we'll go through the last page. They thought that the Trump should have won by a landslide, according to all the information they have, and they were American patriots, and they will not be intimidated by all this crap that's going on. Trump's lawyers mentioned that. He said these people in Venezuela said that they had bought election insurance, and there was a vast amount of money paid to Dominion Systems from our country. George Soros is supposed to be involved in it. They're going back to him. They said it needs to have a full-scale investigation. The elections in other countries were altered with this same type of machine. Latin America. They're going to show all this evidence in court as soon as they can when everything comes up. Cuba and is involved with this Dominion system also, and have something to do with this. Let's see, 100,000 votes came in for Joe Biden, all spiked in the vote count. So they had different spikes that came in, like 171,000, all at one time for Biden at certain times where they were just adding in votes for Biden on these machines to catch him up and have him to go ahead. So just they could do all kinds of, and these employees from the voting machines were at these different locations, and they were changing it as the election went along, especially after they shut down the night of the election. That's when they did a lot of the changing the votes in the machines. Let's see if there's anything else I haven't mentioned. And the Black Lives Matter, Antifa, George Soros, it's all involved in this because George Soros is helping out these different groups, and he probably bought and paid off this company to have this election rigged. That's what they're thinking. And then the people after the interview there, once they had that, some questions were asked by the fake news media about the FBI and the FBI investigating this. And Giuliani said the FBI has been silent, hasn't done anything at all for 4 years. He said they've had information on Hillary Clinton, hard drives, a lot of different information that he knows is fraudulent, and they need to be able to put her behind bars, but they will not do anything. They will not even check on this election fraud. So the FBI said we need to set up another organization to help our country. Yeah, they're not really doing anything at all, the FBI. Okay, let's see. Michigan, he mentions the states again, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Pennsylvania, let's see, where else he says it. He said 186,000 votes came in all at once for Joe Biden at one point that were just entered in one of those states in the middle of the night. He mentioned the globalists and the dictators for, trying to run our country and elect their president. Constitution has provisions in it how to fix these problems, he says, so hopefully they can work this out. He says we need to use paper ballots instead of these machines. Get rid of all these machines. They're just a way to cheat. And he said even Mayor Daley years ago in Pennsylvania was crooked when John F. Kennedy was elected, that he pulled a lot of election fraud back then. Okay, that's pretty much it that I've mentioned most of this. But a lot of these, or one other thing that these states even violated this 10 feet closer observer court order that the Supreme Court put out. And the observers were told if you get any closer that we're going to arrest you. So they had some of the police officers involved also in this plan at these election centers, some of these Pennsylvania and different places. So that's all I got right now, Jesse. It was a fairly good, if you guys haven't watched that, you need to really watch it. I kind of tried to jot the most important things down. It's kind of haphazard the way I introduced it, but you kind of got the gist of the matter. This election was stolen, and it was stolen by the Democrat plot and most all the swing states, including New Mexico, Arizona, and Nevada, I think were mentioned there at one point, but mainly Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Georgia, and on down to some of the states there that were Trump was ahead in at the last, that he needed to win. He was ahead in all of them before they shut down and did a lot of this other changing. So he would have won big time. He says tremendously, he had a lot more votes than Biden, but they just messed with the machines and the extra ballots that were brought in and won the election through the machine right at this point, or through so far. So we'll see how it goes. I'm hoping for President Trump to come through on this, but we'll see, and hopefully it'll all work out. Thank you, Jesse. From Larry in Tennessee and Salo Key, back to that.
Okay, Mr. Larry, and thank you, sir, and I appreciate the great articles there. A lot of good information in it. And you know, that's what we gotta be thankful for, what we have and what we've been dealt with for so long. And I do think God will prevail here, because this is a war against good and evil, and we all need to know that, you know, we have God on our side, and I hope that it is our time to prevail and put these people behind bars and stop this nonsense. I mean, how many times do we ever get a hold of Attorney General that does absolutely nothing? We had that piece of garbage, oh gosh, I can't even think of his name now, that was in Alabama that started us off, that would do nothing, that recused himself. Sessions, that's his name. And now we got A.G. Barr, another do-nothing Republican, because they probably threatened his family, or he's probably coherent in all this operation. They probably paid him off either way. Well, whatever the situation is, a good patriot wouldn't take a payoff. A good patriot would stick beside his guns and do the right thing and keep America strong and safe, and not let this election fraud continue the way it has gone. This is so astronomical, people. I don't know how to describe it any other way. But, you know, hey, I'm grateful. I'm grateful for a lot of things. I wake up every day, and I'm going to wake up that I can get on the radio a couple times a week and help let the voice be heard, because we have no media no more, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, yeah, by the way, but there is some good news. There's some light at the end of the tunnel. Not sure how far it's going to go, but I hope it carries a long way. President Donald Trump today, he was getting ready to pardon General Michael Flynn, according to the New York, to the New Report. I did not want to say the New York Compost, but anyway, but he did. He pardoned General Michael Flynn today. Supporters of the president have long urged him to pardon the former National Security Advisor, who was railroaded as a part of the ridiculous Russiagate conspiracy theory. General Michael Flynn pleaded guilty to lying to the FBI on December 17th Yeah, he tried to withdraw his guilty plea alleging prosecutional misconduct on January 20th, according to Axis. Two sources confirmed that General Flynn won in series of pardons between now and January. Well, he got his pardon today. He's originally agreed to the plea in part because of the Mueller gang threatened his son. The Mueller gang agreed not to prosecute Flynn if he would, plead guilty. So Flynn's son's bogus charge, and General Michael Flynn agreed to keep his son out of jail. So who wouldn't do anything like that? But anyway, that's the way it goes. Thank you, Mr. Larry. Appreciate that once again. And N4ROQ. Let's see. Going up to the next on the list. Let's see. KE0YGZ, Mr. Charlie, back over to you out of the great state of Missouri. What you got for this round? Okay, KE0YGZ. I guess Mr. Charlie took off. So this is KG4ZXC, Jesse here out of the great state of Pennsylvania. And let's take it down to Mr. Joe, KA3RGM. Mr. Joe out of the great state of Pennsylvania. Come on in if you're still with us, sir. That turkey smelling pretty good for most people in their abandoned ship, I guess. Alright, Mr. Joe ain't with us no more, so let's go to Mr. Larry, K3OG. What you got for us for this final round? Okay, I guess Mr. Larry is took off as well. So, Mr. Larry in 4ROQ. It looks just like you and me are left. So, I'll take a pause and I'll call for a CQ and see if we have any late check-ins tonight. So, stand by. So, do we have any late check-ins for the Wednesday night Liberty Net? This is KG4ZXNC. Okay, I'm hearing nothing. So, Mr. Larry, it looks like it's just you and me left. So, in 4ROQ, back over to you, Mr. Larry.
All right, Jesse. No problem. Let's see. I've got some stuff here on USA Today. I had some alien stuff there that got off the Coast to Coast AM. But I believe I'll just go ahead with this right now. And regarding a Netanyahu. And Israel says convicted spy Pollard expected in Israel soon. Sent from Jerusalem, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Saturday he expects a former U.S. serviceman convicted for spying for Israel, Jonathan Pollard, to come stay in Israel as the former U.S. Navy intelligence analyst who served 30 years in prison has completed his parole. I do remember this guy. And I can't believe he served 30 years already. Has completed his parole. Netanyahu said he had worked for Pollard's release for many years. He did not provide a date when Pollard might arrive. The Justice Department said Friday that Pollard had completed his parole. Advocates have said he has long wanted to move there, so he's moving to Israel. UK signs trade deal with Canada to prepare for Brexit. The UK signed an interim trade deal with Canada on Saturday, giving it more time to negotiate future trading rules as the British government prepares the country for business life outside the European Union. The stopgap agreement allows trade between the two countries to continue under the same terms as Canada's existing treaty with the EU, while negotiating begin work on a new deal. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said Canada is the UK's eighth biggest non-EU trading partner. Trump's son has got the the virus. It says President Trump said that he's doing, his eldest son, he says here, is doing well, Donald Trump Jr., in quarantine after becoming infected with the coronavirus. My son Donald is doing very well, thank you, the president tweeted, following Friday's disclosure that the 42-year-old Trump has become one of the nearly 12 million Americans infected by the virus. More than 255,000 Americans have lost their lives to the virus. I'm not sure that is right. There's a lot of people that have all kinds of different other problems, and I'm sure that a lot of us have passed away because of their other complications. Now, the younger Trump learned of his positive test result early last week, has had no symptoms, and was following all medical recommended guidelines for treating the illness. Tennessee spokesperson who was granted anonymity to discuss private medical information. The President, First Lady Melania Trump, and their son Barron have recovered from coronavirus infections contracted in October. The President spent 3 days in a military hospital where he was treated with experimental drugs. The First Lady weathered her illness at the White House. Okay, there's a satellite that took off here from Vandenberg Air Force Base. It's a U.S.-European satellite designed to extend a decades-long measurement of global sea surface height. So that would see how the ocean, if it's moving up or down or losing water or whatever. It was launched into Earth orbit from California on Saturday. A SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket carrying the satellite blasted off from Vandenberg Air Force Base at 9:17 a.m. and arched southward over the Pacific Ocean. The Falcon's first stage flew back to the launch site and landed for reuse. Now that is something else. But they've got this, even these first stages, flying back and sitting back down on the launch side. It's unbelievable. The Sentinel-6 Michael Frelich satellite was expected to deploy its solar panels and later make first contact with controllers. Named for a former NASA official who had a key role in developing space-based oceanography, the satellite's main instrument is an extremely accurate radar altimeter that will bounce energy off the sea surface as it sweeps over the Earth's oceans. An identical twin, Sentinel-6B, will be launched in 2025 to ensure continuity of the record. Space-based sea level measurements have been uninterrupted since the 1992 launch of the U.S.-French satellite Topix Poseidon, which was followed by a series of satellites including the current Jason 3. Sea surface heights are affected by heating and cooling of water, allowing scientists to use the altimeter data to detect such weather influencing conditions as the warm El Nino and the cool La Nina. The measurements are also important for understanding overall sea level rise due to global warming. The scientists warn the risk to the world's coastlines and billions of people. Earth is a system of intricately connected dynamics between land, ocean, ice, atmosphere, and also, of course, our human communities. And that system is changing. Karen St. German, NASA's Earth Sciences Division Director, sent out a pre-launch briefing Friday that 70% of the Earth's surface is ocean. The oceans play an enormous role in how the world system changes. The new satellite is expected to have unprecedented accuracy. This is an extremely important parameter for climate monitoring. Joseph Ashbasher, the European Space Agency Director of Earth observation told the Associated Press last week. We know the sea level is rising, Archbosher said. The big question is, by how much and how quickly? Our instruments on board will measure how radio signals pass through the atmosphere, providing data on atmospheric temperature and humidity that can help improve global weather scares. Europe and the U.S. are sharing the $1.1 billion cost of the mission, which includes the twin satellite. So this is a twin satellite. It's got a picture of it here in this USA Today. It's a pretty tall little booger. It's a joint European-U.S. satellite mission to improve measurement of sea level rise launching from Vandenberg Air Force Base in California. So they shot that up. All right, Jesse, I think I'll turn it back to you this time. I've got one more pretty good, maybe a couple more articles if you want me to get those later. I'll probably key this thing down a lot at one time here. You're that fan of Roar in there. So back to you up there, Jesse, from KG4ZXC and Jesse in the Greater Liberty Net. Back to you there in 4ROQ, Larry in Tennessee.
Okay, thank you there, Mr. Larry. Yeah, I was trying to find some articles and a couple things I thought might have been interesting that, you would like there, but, it's hard to just establish some of this stuff. That's why I'm glad you break the monopoly, on occasions with some of this other stuff, because, these satellites are very interesting. How they can measure water levels, sea levels, atmospheric conditions. Oh my gosh, it's so incredible. It's awesome. I mean, I enjoy dang how, these people can be so creative. They're very good at what they do, and they get these satellites doing all this fancy stuff. But my gosh, I think technology is what's killing us because people are too reliant on it. I mean, I love radio, but I don't trust the cell phones yet. But yeah, if you want to read one of them, the other articles here in just a short, I'll be glad to let you do that, because ain't nobody but me and you, I guess, left anyway. But anyway, I got this one article off of Gateway Pundits I wanted to share. Joe Biden gets only 1,000 viewers to watch his Thanksgiving address, which was live today, I believe. The story goes into this. He said, "I don't care about how ridiculous their lies appear. They really don't care at all." Joe Biden delivered the Thanksgiving teleprompter message on Wednesday. Only 1,000 viewers of people watched this statement live today. The Democratic liars want you to believe Joe Biden had 80 million votes this year. Huh, what a complete rubbish. 1,000 viewers and 80 million voted for him? Everybody knows this election was stolen. This is an outright just thievery is what it is, because everybody can see it with their own eyes. It just amazes me. Anyway, 1,000 viewers, that's sad. Well, let's see. What else do I have to add to the nice Liberty Net? After Michael Flynn's clemency seekers are likely to descend on the White House, this is one of the headlines in there. Also, there's an article from Newsmax today where, Pittsburgh Antifa announced that they were going to give President Donald J. Trump till 12 noon Sunday to concede the election, or they're going to start doing something he ain't going to like, is what they said in this article, and they're toting guns, so, ooh, they're really really scaring us all now. I tell you what, these Antifa, they start messing around too much right now. I think they're going to find out where the rest of their friends will be. But anyway, yeah, this is the Wednesday Night Liberty Net, and I am KG4ZXC. I'll take a quick pause there. Thanks, Mr. Larry, and see if anybody else is out there would like to check in before the night's out. So anyone else that would like to join us, you'll call sign, please.
Whiskey November 8, Sierra Charlie, India.
Okay, Whiskey November 8, Sierra, what was the rest?
Sierra Charlie, India. The name here is Walter in Northeast Ohio.
Walter, out of the great state of Ohio. Good evening, sir, and how are you?
Everything's doing good. Just on the radio, seeing how things are going. I see that you guys are talking about the election and all that, and from what it sounds like, I agree with you. So thought I'd stop in and try to check in. If I could get your call sign again for the log.
Yes, sir. Not a problem, Mr. Walter. My call is Kilo Golf 4, Zulu X-Ray Charlie. And my name is Jesse. I'm over here in Pennsylvania, not too far from you, I hope.
W4XXI.
I don't think it's too far. I'm actually logging it right now. I didn't look it up on the app where it shows the distance. And unfortunately, I'm not good with my geography right now. That's a very interesting something to hear about the Antifa. But, you know, I live in rural Ohio, and I can tell you I don't feel too threatened by them. I guess they just really actually don't know how things actually are. So. But nice talking to you, nice making contact. And you're plus 20 over here in rural Ohio in Wayne County. So you're sounding good from here.
Okay, well, thank you there, Mr. Walter. And the other station, W4XXI, you recognize. Stand by a second, and I'll get around to you here in just a second. But yeah, Mr. Walter, good signal as well down on this side of the state. So thank you for coming by. And this is the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. We start here at $2,200 every Wednesday and Saturday night here on Eastern Time. So drop in whenever you can. And if you got any comments you would like to add, feel free.
All right, thank you. I appreciate that very much. I'll go ahead and let you guys go, and this is WNHSCI, and I'll go ahead and queue as well.
Hi, Mr. Walter. Well, thanks for coming by. If you want to stick around, I'll give it one more turn to see if anybody else has got anything they want to add before we close the net out tonight. But thanks again. So, WN8S. Let me try that again. Whiskey, November 8th, Sierra Charlie, India. Mr. Walters, thank you, sir, for coming by. God bless you. Let's see, Whiskey 4, HXI, come on in.
Good evening, gentlemen. Just wanted to check into the net down here in North Florida. You guys are sounding really, really good up there. W4XRX3 India, Joseph, QTH, North Tampa, Florida.
Okay, sorry about that, Joseph. Yeah, I just typed in your call in, and you got a great signal. What part of Florida did you say you was in?
North Tampa Bay, Roger.
North Tampa. Know the area well. Yeah, I got my uncle lives down there in Ocala, so been down there quite often. Well, would you like to add anything to the net before I go back to the top of the list to Mr. Larry? Would you like to add anything, any comments, sir?
No, sir. No comments, no traffic. W4XXI, we're going to be standing by and listening.
Hey, well, thank you there, Mr. Joseph, and great signal, 20 over. You're pegging me out over here, so thank you. And God bless you, sir. Thanks for supporting our net here. W4XXI. All right, this is KG4ZXC in the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. Do we have any other ones before I turn it up to Mr. Larry? Call out.
Kilo 2, Lima Echo Delta.
Okay, Kilo 2, Lima Echo Delta. Come on in, sir.
Well, good evening, everyone. It's always a big stretch on the antenna to try to tune up here, and it barely does it because the antenna is resonant way down below. But I love listening to you guys and the fellow patriots in God and the United States. So thanks for doing everything you're doing. K2LED.
Okay, is this Mr. Robert?
Well, yes it is.
Okay, well, thank you, Mr. Robert, and great signal also, and thank you for being a patriot and a true American, because I tell you, right now we need everybody to stick together and stay on top of the game, because this battle ain't won, but the war is about to begin, I believe. So anyway, thank you guys, and it's always a pleasure hearing from you. You got anything else you would like to add?
I just wish everyone a healthy and happy, safe Thanksgiving, and just remember, remember who's in charge. Up above, K2LED.
Hey, roger, roger. Yeah, I understand that completely. We know the Lord above is watching over us and pulling all the strings, and I hope he's pulling the right ones to make this swamp go away. All right, with that, excuse me, being said, this is KG4ZXC in the Wednesday Night Liberty Net, and that was, good golly, my screen just froze up there for a brief moment. That was Kilo 2 LED, Mr. Robert. Thank you, sir, and for coming by and supporting the net. We're taking up to Mr. Larry. So what you got for the 73 round, Mr. Larry, N4, ROQ, come on in.
Okay. I've got one article that I'd like to, it's on my computer, about a UFO almost hit a liner, airplane that was carrying some passengers within 10 feet. I need to really look at it on the internet, and I forgot to bring my computer in here, but I've got a couple more I'm going to read right now. But I'd like to run and get that afterward if I could, and maybe bring it to the net. That was a really good story. This is about Bedford Forrest and his wife's remains to be reinterred. This is in Tennessee. Man, we're having a bunch of problems here out Memphis way. All their liberal Democrats run that area out in that part of the Tennessee, in the Memphis area there, and they're wanting to get rid of all the statues and everything else. They gave away one large area that had a bunch of Confederate statues in them, and the city there, to keep from having problems, they sold it for $1, I believe, or either gave it away once, same as giving it away to someone, and they came in at night and took all the statues down, all the Confederate statues and all the ones there that they wanted to, but this could be part of it. Let me read this article regarding Bedford Forrest. He was one of their heroes there in the one of the main gentlemen there in the war, Civil War. So the remains of Nathan Bedford Forrest and wife will be exhumed from under the pedestal where its mounted statue once stood. Now this is one of them that they took down and reinterred in Columbia, Tennessee, according to court filings.
Lawyers for Memphis Greenpeace, the owners of Health Sciences Park, where Bedford is now buried, that's probably who they gave this property to in the city. The city leaders that voted on it, Memphis Greenpeace, where Forrest is now buried, and Lawyers for Forrest Remains Descendants filed documents Friday expressing joint interest that the bodies of Forrest and his wife, Mary Ann Montgomery Forrest, be disinterred and transferred to the Sons of the Confederate Veterans. The remains would then be reinterred at the National Confederate Museum at Elm Springs, which is in the Columbia, which is in Columbia and owned by the Sons of Confederate Veterans, according to an affidavit from Bedford Forrest Myers, the great-great-grandson of Forrest and Mary Ann. The remains being removed from under the empty pedestal would represent Memphis' final parting with one of the most infamous residents and leaders. Forrest, the Confederate cavalryman during the Civil War, early Ku Klux Klan leader, Memphis City counselor, and slave trader, died in Memphis in 1877. He was first buried in historic Elmwood Cemetery. In 1904, he and his wife were disinterred the first time and reburied under the statue during a Confederate veterans gathering in Memphis. I have seen how in the past several years, Health Sciences Park has become a hot spot for passionate and at certain times heated demonstrations and counter demonstrations. More problematic, Health Sciences Park has also been vandalized. Relocating the graves is proper because the property has lost its character as a burial ground, Myers wrote. The summer, during weeks of protest against police brutality and systematic racism, activists painted Black Lives Matter along the sidewalk that surrounds the empty pedestal, which has grave markers for Forrest and his wife. Neither the pedestal nor the markers were painted. Memphis Greenpeace, the owner of the park, has allowed the painted words on the sidewalk to remain. Last year, the Sons of Confederate Veterans also received possession of the Forrest statue that the city of Memphis and Memphis Greenpeace removed through a legal maneuver in December 2017. The monument will be re-erected at Elm Springs. Furthermore, Memphis Greenpeace and I have agreed to participate in joint efforts so that removal and reinterment of the remains will be done with due care and decency, and a suitable memorial will be erected at the place of reinterment, says Myers. After Friday's filing, the parties will have a court hearing in the coming week, and then Chancellor Walter Evans will then sign off of a joint order allowing the removal of the pedestal and remains to begin, says Ed Phillips, the attorney for Forrest descendants. Phillips expects the process to last a few more months. So this is, they're moving out of Memphis, Bedford Forrest and his wife's remains after they've taken down his statue and I don't know if there's any other statues that have moved out of that area or not, but it's pretty much anything is just about already gone. They didn't mention any more at this point. Here's another article regarding a bomb plot in Alexandria, Virginia. There was a pair sentence for a pharmacy bomb plot. Discussed from the Associated Press, the plan to firebomb Cody's USAVE Pharmacy in Auburn, Nebraska was fantastically and convoluted, but very, very much real. With Cody's reduced to firewood, more business would flow to his competitor in town. Hiram's Family Value Pharmacy. That would allow pharmacist Hiram Wilson, 41, to divert more drugs to his online gaming buddy, William Bergamy, 33, of Hanover, Maryland, without drawing suspicion of federal regulators.
Dan Bergami could sell MMO drugs on the internet, black market website, Never Pressed RX. On Friday, Bergami was sentenced to 14 years and Wilson to 9 years for the respective roles in the plot. Defense lawyer suggested the plan, which had been dubbed Operation Firewood, was so harebrained that it would never have come to fruition and was a product of the men's clouded judgment from their own drug and mental health issues. So, I'll not go on any further, but this is something they wanted to do away with their competition, looked like, so they could have more people coming to their pharmacy. But you just never know, do you? So, let's see if I got anything else, Jesse, that's handy. If not, we'll have to turn it back to you, and I've got an article about that Coast to Coast AM. A lot of good stuff. I'd like to tell you about that. Coast to Coast AM is on the internet. They do have shows every night, and you can join our little thing that they have to get the shows during the day if you want to listen to them on the internet. For like 15, 20 cents a day, so which is a pretty good deal if you want it to not, don't want to stay up late and listen to them, which is sometimes usually can't, but Coast to Coast AM, and that's, it's been great. They're having a lot of good programs on there, a lot of good things that you never think of happening, and you're not going to see them, especially on the fake news. I see what Trump was talking about years ago when he started talking about fake news. He is exactly right. He's been exactly right on 99% of the stuff that he's told us, I'm afraid, because he's really helped us in the last 4 years astronomically, and I do believe that he was elected. If they haven't messed with the machines very handily, he beat Joe Biden. There's no doubt about it. We'll see how all this turns out. And like everyone says, the Lord's in charge, and hopefully things will work out. Hopefully, we need the Senate. We need the two Georgia representatives there, or Senate. Sent people in Georgia to come through, and I don't know how, if they've got those same machines there, it's not going to look too good. I hope they don't have those machines or any input from all the money that George Soros and this Bloomberg are putting out, millions and millions and millions. I think Bloomberg spent $100 million in three states to get some of his people elected. Money's no object to these people. They've all their companies and different things. These billionaires, millions of dollars is nothing. Because they've got billions on hand, so it doesn't mean anything. They'll just spend it to get the liberal Democrats elected. Back to you up there, Jesse, from the Marion, Tennessee, and Florida.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Larry, and great signal. You coming in real good. The band's been very graceful tonight. It's been holding up quite well, and great articles as well. Always a pleasure. Thanks, Mr. Larry. N4ROQ out of Great State of Tennessee, Mr. Larry. All right, let's take it down. Let's see, Whiskey, November 8th, Sierra Charlie, India. Are you still with us, sir? How about Mr. Walter? Are you still up there in Ohio listening in on us? Okay, I guess Mr. Walter took off, so let's see if Mr. Joseph is still around with us. W4XXI of Florida. You still with us, sir?
I'm still hanging around, my friend. Enjoying
67 degrees down here.
I'm going into a Thanksgiving day, so we're just kind of doing the final preparations for all that bolt and baloney tomorrow. But it's a nice night, finally. Some good weather here in Florida. Hope everybody stays safe, and like I say, it's a crazy world, but hope everybody has a very, very happy Thanksgiving. And if I don't get on the net again, a Merry Christmas. W4XXI from North Tampa, Florida.
Well, don't be a stranger there, Mr. Joseph. We're always here every Wednesday and Saturday night. Sometimes throughout the week we're in here. Come on by. I mean, yeah, you got anything you want to add? You got any gripes, moans, groans, or anything that you want to throw out? Yeah, feel free. But we're here all the time, and great to have you aboard. And happy Thanksgiving, and hope you do decide to come back and join us. Always some great topics here. All right, this is KG4ZXC, Jesse here in the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. This is 2340, so it's coming up on midnight, and let's see, Kate. Let's take it down to K2LED. Mr. Robert, you still with us? All right, I guess Mr. Robert took off. Well, I guess I'm going to go ahead and use this moment to tell you this story off of Gateway Pundit. President Trump pardoned a turkey. His name was Corn. And Cobb, during the annual presidential turkey pardon ceremony, wow, President Trump shared, for the past 73 years, the National Turkey Federation has presented the National Thanksgiving Turkey to the president, starting under President George H.W. Bush. These birds have received a formal pardon every year. Today is the honor to present that this is year is Lucky Bird Corn, and just in case we needed him, Cobb, Corn, and Cobb, that's not too hard to remember, is here. These two magnificent gobblers were selected by the official presidential flock of 30 turkeys, some real beauties, he says. He's been waiting for this, to bring him out, so it looks like it's a beautiful bird, and he's very lucky. That is a lucky bird, President Trump says. So there you have it. Tomorrow's Turkey Day, and I'm going to try to enjoy it, and my wife is in there cooking on some food now, and you can smell it throughout the house and everywhere else, and I'm looking forward to it. But this is some difficult times that we all are dealing with, and I hope everybody stays safe, and also in each and every one of your prayers. Everybody has checked into the Liberty Net. Thank you guys for checking in. It wouldn't be much of a net without you guys. And hats off to you guys, not me, because I'm just here to kind of narrate everything. But it's good to hear all the comments and everything coming in from everybody. Hey, Mr. Larry, I guess it goes back up to you. I'll take another quick standby, see if anybody else is in there before I pass it back up to you, Mr. Larry. So, anyone else for the Wednesday Night Living at? Call sign, please.
64, Papa November X-ray.
Heard similar.
Okay, Papa November X-ray. Slow it down a little bit and give it to me again.
64, Papa November X-ray. And the name here is David.
Okay, Mr. David. David. I got you in there, and Whiskey 4, Papa November X-ray. Good afternoon, sir. And what's your location?
I'm in Reliance, Tennessee, in the Cherokee Nation Forest. I'm working for my cabin. I'm only on a hundred watts on a Budmaster and Ascender bed, so I'm probably not going to be real loud for you, but you guys are coming in real good.
Okay, well, W4PNX, not too bad of a signal. Got you about 5.8 to 5.9. Audio's a little down, but not too bad. I still read your Lima Charlie, so no problem, sir. Anyway, yeah, you've been listening very long. This is the Liberty Net. We're here from 2200 to whenever we shut down every Wednesday and Saturday night. And we discuss anything from political events to current events to whatever you really decide to talk about. So if you feel like coming by and joining us here in the future, you're welcome to anytime.
Roger that. I appreciate it.
Well, 73 is there, sir, and drop in whenever you can. Always glad to have newcomers. So, W4PNX, 73s, God bless you, sir. Mr. Larry, N4, RO, NQ. Go ahead, take it away.
All right, this is something that is kind of interesting. There was a mystery monolith. And a monolith, I didn't know what it was exactly. I figured it was some type of statue or something, but it's a silver, it looks like it's either aluminum or stainless steel object sticking in the ground in Utah, out in the desert. You'll have to pull this up on Coast to Coast AM, Jesse. They found it by flying over it. It's a 10 to 12 foot. Let me go back. This thing quick back off of this. And I want to, it's got a good picture of it. It's 10 to 12 foot tall. Yeah, here it is. Mystery monolith in Utah located on Google Earth. It may be removed. But there was a plane flew over it and first reported this I saw on the internet a day or so ago. It says in a pair of developments, that keeps moving around on me, surrounding the mysterious monolith found in the Utah desert. Online sleuth, it managed to locate the odd object on Google Earth and officials in the state. It may or not be around much longer because it is actually illegal. Could be even aliens put it there. Let's see what the 10 to 12 foot metallic enigma sparked worldwide headlines earlier this week. And I see my things keep. When the news of its discovery was revealed, fueling all manner of speculation as to its origin and purpose. At least one question about the monolith has repeatedly been solved. Its location, although the precise spot in the desert where its object has seemingly been planted, has originally been kept secret by officials in Utah for fears of curious thrill seekers attempting ill-equipped visits to the site. Let's see. But the diligence of online detectives who managed to find the location using Google Earth, amazingly based on images from the service, it would appear that the monolith was installed between August of 2015, when it does not appear on satellite photos, in October the 2016, which it is when it can be first be seen. This means that the curious object has been sitting in the desert waiting to be discovered for years and was seemingly only stumbled upon in the last week. Now that it has been found, however, time may quickly come to an end That's because officials of the Utah Department of Public Safety noted that placing an art installation on federally managed public lands is actually illegal. They went on to say they are investigating the matter and presumably could opt to remove the monolith in order to stop it from becoming somewhat dangerous tourist destination. Given the furor surrounding the object, one hoped that its origin and purpose would eventually be revealed, but the potential problems which could befall its creator should they come forward, suggest that it might never know the answers to these questions. But it's a silver, long, can't tell how wide it is in the picture, but it's at least 2 or 3 feet wide, most likely, and 10 to 12 foot high, I believe is what they were saying, yeah. Metallic
object.
So, kind of interesting. Why would someone put that out in the middle of the desert? Looks like there's some rocks nearby there at the picture. So there's some reason it was there. Okay, Jesse, let's see if there's something else I can come up with here. There might be some shows that might come up. You might want to go to that website. It's got a picture of Science of Synchronicity, President Eisenhower and Aliens, and there's a picture of Eisenhower's office with a small to medium-sized UFO behind him in a picture. And that looks pretty nice. President Eisenhower back during his time was supposedly talking to the aliens about them being here and maybe regarding giving us technology for them to experiment on our people, believe it or not, taking them up and doing experiments on them. That's what I've read through the years. So I guess the reason he probably was trying to do that is at that time we didn't have any way to keep them from doing it anyway. They were millions or thousands or probably millions of years ahead of us in technology, but we couldn't stop them. So they kept it secret and possibly took some of their alien technology. And I know we used their craft for and the objects in the craft to extend Earth discoveries. We used a laser, particle beam weapon, Kevlar, fiber optics, night vision, all that stuff, and much more. The laser, of course, was come out to be something that's really, really good for us, and particle beam weapons and everything. So. Some people don't believe all that, but there's a lot of information that says that that is true. Anyway, we'll shoot it back up for you, Jesse. I think if I find that article here regarding the near-miss UFO instance here, I'll give you a call there. So back to you, Jesse. Okay, from Larry in Tennessee, they're in Florida.
Okay, Mr. Larry, and thank you. Yeah. By the way, I did get to see the story on the monolith. It was quite interesting. They said they couldn't get it there on foot, little on by vehicle because of the terrain. So yeah, it was quite an interesting story. And so how did it get there? That's the question we need to be asking. Hi, this is KG4ZXNC, and this is the Wednesday Night Liberty Net, ladies and gentlemen. And that was Mr. Larry for Q out of Tennessee. And let's see, before I read this last article, I want to see if we have anyone else that would like to check in.
I found this Jet Airliner article, Jesse. If you want to do it, do yours and then to mine, or whatever you want to
yeah, no problem. Yeah, I'll pass it back to you. Then let me read this one article here. And this is off of 100%fedump.com. So, breaking video, mind-blowing testimony from a data scientist in Pennsylvania claiming 47 USB cards are missing. Yes, 47 USB cards are missing. That's part of the stunning testimony today by Gregory Strandstorm and exposed to blatant voter fraud in Pennsylvania. Mr. Strandstorm isn't just a poll watcher, but is a data scientist and forensic computer scientist and an expert in security and fraud. He knows exactly what he's talking about when it comes to fraud using data. Several video clips below are on the expert analyst, and the questioning the 2020 election is truly mind-blowing. Anyway, the guy says, my name is Gregory Stanstone, and I am from Delaware County, from commanding officer in the Navy and a veteran of foreign war, CEO, and my own private company of data science and forensic computer science, and expert in security and fraud. So, this guy, given his testimony. The story also says, in all cases, this chain of custody was broken. It was broken for the mail-in ballots and Dropbox, the election day USB card, flash drives, and all cases that they did not follow any of the procedures defined by the Board of Delaware County of Elections. I personally observed USB cards being uploaded and voting machines by the voting machines warehouse supervisor on multi occasions. This person is not being observed. He is not part of the process, and I can see that he is walking in with baggies of USBs. So, there you have it, the guy's testimony, where he observed the locked room in the back, and 70,000 unopened mail-in ballots were found. The problem was that at the time the mail-in ballots had already been counted, so 120K mail-in counted, posted, done, and that's supposed to just continue to go on. So, well, anyway, he says, I want to see where the data is coming in, and I want to know where it is. The universe of votes, there's where it's supposed to be 120K mail-in ballots with 6K ballots remaining, so the universe should be 126K, he says. 26K votes. When I get back there, I don't have 126,000 votes. We have 200,000 votes. So, this is the kind of fraud that's been manipulated. The story goes on and on a little bit deeper into it. So, if you're interested in reading about that story, it's on 100%fedup, and that's .com. 100%fedup.com. All right, Mr. Larry, and that's my final wrap-up for tonight, so I'm going to let you give yours, and then we'll shut the net down. So, back to you, Mr. Larry, in 4, ROQ.
All right, thank you, Jesse. This happened over England out there, everyone. A UFO nearly hit airliner over England. It's from coast to coast to AM. They've got a lot of different things in there you'd be interested in. It says that in a worrisome incident that unfolded in the skies over England, a Boeing 737 nearly collided with an unidentified flying object. Let me get this thing a little bit better. Yeah. Unidentified flying object that came within 10 feet of the airliner. The troubling event occurred back in September and came to light this week by way of a report issued by the UK Aircrops Board.
which is a government organization that investigates aircraft near-misses cases. According to their filing, the strangeness began when the airliner was approaching Leeds and Bradford Airport, and both pilots suddenly saw a bright light and an object which appeared to be moving toward the aircraft, and almost head-on, slightly up and to the left. Chillingly, the report goes on to state that the object appeared without warning. Trying to move it up just a tad here. The object appeared without warning, and there were no time to act. As luck would have it, the airliner managed to avoid colliding with a UFO, which passed the craft by a mere 10 feet. The pilots promptly reported the incident and subsequently safely landed without any further weirdness. Upon their arrival, air traffic controllers informed them that a police helicopter had previously reported seeing lanterns in the area. However, intriguingly, neither of the pilots believed what they saw was a lantern. Although the board conceded they could not make a determination as to what the object could have been, they did classify the case as an A-level event, which is the highest risk assessment possible. They also mused that it was a situation where Providence had played a major part in the incident, and that a disastrous collision very well could have occurred had circumstances only been slightly different. While UFO enthusiasts may wonder if an alien craft could have been to blame for the near miss, a more plausible explanation would seem to be that it was a drone encounter, as the AirProx filing for that month features a whopping 7 such instances of pilots reporting UAV sightings while flying. But whatever, UFO or some type of a drone, I don't guess we'll know. At this time, but I'm sure they're looking at possibly some pictures of that and different things. Maybe they can figure it out. But that happened back in, I believe it was September, they're checking on it right now. So anyway, Jesse, interesting. They don't know what it was. Come within 10 feet of their craft that they were flying at 2737 over England. So back to you, Jesse, from Larry in Tennessee, and for ROK back to Liberty now.
Hey, very good. Thank you, Mr. Larry. And yeah, that's very interesting. I'll tell you what website was that one on? I want to look it up.
It's on Coast to Coast AN. COASTTOCOASTAM. And they've got a lot of articles and different pictures and upcoming shows. Kevin Randall, I think, is going to be on tonight or tomorrow night. He's a UFO researcher. Let me bring that up here if I can get this quick on shows. I'll tell you what's going to be on tonight. If this will cooperate. Sometimes when you're keyed down, you don't want to stay, keep moving around. Yeah, Wednesday night is hosted by George Norrie, scheduled for November the 25th through the 30th. They have a schedule there. Guest is George URE, how you pronounce that, Aaron Junkins, Nathan Tertula. The first half is business consultant and financial writer George Urich will discuss some of the latest technology breakthroughs. He'll update his predictions and his work lying together may obscure phenomena, including missing of flocks, levitating stones in the Bermuda Triangle. So it might be pretty good at the Bermuda Triangle. I'm very interested in that area. And the second half tonight is Dr. Aaron Junkins. His nickname is Maverick. He's an author, explorer, and archaeologist from Texas. He produced the movie Finding Noah and has a passion for searching for the truth. about the mysteries of the past. He and Nathan Cordula will discuss their expedition to Mount Area looking for evidence of the Noah's Ark. So that's pretty interesting. Yeah, here's Kevin Randall. He's on Thursday now, tomorrow night. He is Kevin D. Randall and Cheryl Jones, first half retired Army Lieutenant Colonel. Kevin Randall discusses prominent UFO incidents and new research related to them, including Roswell, cases from Project Blue Book, and episodes involving electromagnetic activity. The second half will be C2C's investigative reporter, Cheryl Jones, interviews author, researcher, expert in some type of art, macrame art, Paul Canaris, on the mysterious history of cats and dogs and their paranormal and occult connections. So then it goes on for a few more days, but we'll stop it right there. But the first part of that is going to be real interesting regarding Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Randall. He's written some books on UFOs and UFO incidents that have happened. And if he discusses those and Project Blue Book, Roswell, episodes involving electromagnetic activity, that'll be very interesting. So back to you up there, Jesse. This Coast to Coast AM is a great website. If you want to join, they've got a paranormal date center also. That's if you want to date someone that's a paranormal person that enjoys UFO, talking about UFOs and different types of activity, and you're single, that might be a good spot to join there. So back to you, Jesse, from Larry in Tennessee and Florida.
Okay, yeah, roger that, Larry. Well, you know what, I just realized something that, you bring up a lot of good, interesting articles, especially, about these aliens and all. But you know what really surprises me is the fact that I believe we've been surrounded for many years, and I believe half of Congress on the Democratic side are the aliens. I really do believe that we're being invaded by interplanetary creatures, and Pelosi's one of them, because that's why she has so much makeup put on all the time, try to cover up her, reptile skin or whatever else is going on with her, because it seems like the only possible logical explanation I can possibly think of when it comes down to it. But yeah, good deal. Hey, well, I will look into Coast to Coast AM. I actually do have it bookmarked. I did go by there on occasions, but sometimes I get forgetful and I forget to go by there. But I'm going to make a point and I'm going to bookmark it on top of the computer desk screen. That way I can focus on it a little bit more and try to observe that website a little bit more. Don't have a good station here that covers it. That I'm aware of, but I'll start monitoring some of the AM dials for it. Hey, Mr. Larry, well, thank you very much, and I appreciate you being here tonight and keeping me preoccupied. It's been a pleasure, sir.
Well, okay, thank you, Jesse. I'm glad I was able to jump in here and help out a little bit. Sorry, the other guys, and I'm sure they had a lot of good different things they needed to do tonight, and I always enjoy delivering it. So back to you then, Florida.
Yeah, I do the same. That's why I make it a point to do my my duty as a citizen of the United States and give it 100% every time I do anything, because I've never seen America half-assed do anything, but we, the American people, we're solid as a rock, and it's something that can't be broken. And I think the liberals have overstepped their boundaries once and for all. But anyway, hey, thank you, Mr. Larry. I'm going to get ready to get out here myself because I smell that food cooking on, and I'm thinking I might want to take a midnight snack for sure before night's out. But thank you. God bless you. And I hope Mom's doing fine and the rest of the family.
Thank you very much. Same for you. Have a good Thanksgiving, everyone. And we'll get ready for Saturday night. Everyone come back Saturday night at 10 p.m. So back to you, Jesse, in Florida. Okay.
All right. Very good, Mr. Larry. It's clear with N4 ROQ, Mr. Larry, out of Tennessee, and this is Kilo Golf 4, Zulu X-Ray Charlie. I would like to remind everybody where we are here from $2,200 to when we shut down every Wednesday and Saturday night. I'm typically here on the Wednesdays, and K-A-H-A-Y, Mr. Bob, he's our Saturday night net controller as well. So we welcome everybody to come by and participate whenever you can. Always good to hear everybody. We got about 10 check-ins tonight altogether, so still not too bad considering we've done most of the conversation tonight, but still, good net. Always good. And I'd like to go ahead and thank our founding father and forefather, Mr. Vic, W1WCR. God bless you, sir, wherever you are. I hope you're doing well and safe. And I'd like to thank our net manager, Mr. Marty, into IRJ, and Ms. Laura, into JTTF, and let's see, and anyone else that's out there, it's a Liberty Netter. I want to thank you guys for coming by and supporting the net, and God bless each and every one of you, and God bless America. And definitely, God, put your hand over this president, Lord, for we need him more than ever. We need to fight for this man because he has fought for us. He's a man of his word, a man of character. And without him, this country will fall, I believe. And we need to stick beside him. So everybody took something to think about over the Thanksgiving weekend. And have a great turkey day. So gobble gobble, everybody. And God bless America. And I'd like to thank all the ships at sea. And Miss Calabash, wherever you are. And all the Marines of and Air Guard, all you military, and all you deployed soldiers that's all over the world, God bless you, and hope here we'll be reunited with your family soon. So 72 is all. This is the closing of the Wednesday Night Liberty Net at 12:12 a.m. This is KG4ZXC. 73 is all, and God bless America.